Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers in Lincoln. And what is going on with Shin Daddy on a Friday in Creighton, Nebraska?
Creativity. Okay. Helping out with ADD.
What's ADD?
Accuracy, distance, and design, because he's got a paper airplane contest going on.
Oh, no, he does.
A paper airplane contest going on. When you arrive, you will be gifted some stout paper, okay. And you build your own airplane. Okay. You build your own paper airplane, okay. And there's a competition on design, obviously. Then you get a throw towards a target in the middle of the lobby. If he has a starting spot, to land the accuracy. Then they go straight distance also. Okay. So it's a three-part competition.
Is the distance outside or inside?
What's that? Everything is inside. Everything is inside. Yes.
So there could be a finite distance.
Yes, it could be. Yes, yeah. That'd be correct.
Interesting.
Yes. So anyway.
Well, I guess any distance would be finite. I mean, anyway. Wow. So I'm a loss for
aeronautical
words.
Engineering is very, very important to Shin Daddy.
Because.
He was future, FBA, Future Bankers of America, his whole life. That was where his dream was. But his second dream was to be an aeronautical engineer. And so that was his number two dream. So he's always dabbled in aeronautics.
So he's really good at paper planes.
Yeah, he's really good at them. Yes, he's really, really good at them.
Were you good at
it? No, not real good.
You did it.
My dad could do them. And the best part is there's different types of planes. Mm-hmm. You don't just make the same ones.
No, I always made the same one. But yeah. You're right. There are different
ones you can have. Some are built more like a jet. Some are a little bit more like a cargo plane almost. Yeah.
Oh, dang you.
Yeah.
I saw Luke from the mill.
Bill, that's impressive. You're right. I always would build the jet.
Yeah, the jet. Yeah.
My jets could be pretty good. Wow, that would be fun.
And when you got a good one, you could feel it.
Yep.
And then some would just go and just crash.
Yep.
Just build a new one.
Right.
Then remember when it would run into something and you tried to fix the nose. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep.
You tried to try to fix the nose a little bit.
See if you get then there was sort of a point where it was unfixable.
It's unfixable. And you just spend the extra 2 cents and get another piece of paper. That's what you would do.
I saw Luke from the mill fly a paper plane from back there to the front door.
Luke would have been incredible.
It was unbelievable.
Really?
You are kidding
me. So how long is that, would you say?
I don't know.
30 yards?
Probably at least.
30 to 40?
It was, he said, watch this. Like, he knew it was going to happen.
Watch this.
I'm like, wow.
Luke flew.
It went all the way to the front door.
A paper plane from the mill.
From the mill countertop back there to the front door here.
Of the ticket. That's
paper airplane.
30 yards, probably.
The paper airplane is underutilized. for fun.
Not today, though.
Not today. Not if the bank Steve's bringing it back. His love and passion for being an aeronautical engineer. He's always dabbled in aeronautics. Because
that'd
of
be
that.
Fun for them. I wonder if people fully understand what they're getting into today at Midwest Bank.
Just imagine the excitement when you get your paper. You got that. Go ahead, fire away. See what you got. Compete.
Yeah. And so nice diversion for the day. Yeah. You know, if you're having, I mean, it just takes you
everyone's,
out of your day.
Everyone's getting involved. Yes.
Thank
so big
you,
day.
Thank you, Midwest Bank and Shin Daddy, for always sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685, call or text as always. I had an idea for the segment, but I've got people on YouTube that are just coming at
like
me right now.
Segment.
They're coming at me. I got a great topic lined up, but
it wasn't great.
Should I read some comments coming in from
and why
people?
Are they coming at
and
you?
I'd like to respond to
they
these.
They coming
well.
After the whole stool, the three-legged
no, they
stool?
Say, where's Nebraska football talk? Where's the Husker Okay, well, let's address that. There was no media availability yesterday at all. There's no updates from fall camp yesterday. We gave you the Matt Rhule stuff from on the show yesterday. Talked about the jerseys, no alt jerseys. Raiola's the quarterback. Got that stuff all out there.
And Rhule,
there's no update from yesterday at all. Practice.
Rhule
Nothing.
Will be today. Rhule's talking today.
So we are aware we're 8 days away from football next week. We'll have the depth chart. There's stuff coming out from there. We don't have it yet. We don't have the information
chart.
Yet. We'll have information on how things look for the team.
There's not a lot that
we've hit a lot of
delved
stuff,
into.
Everybody. So, again, appreciate the
have them fire their questions in. What is it?
If you
what
have are, questions, we'll, take, they, what, we'll take a question fire. Segment.
Steve's an insider.
Let's do that. Fire
for the
questions.
Upset people on YouTube that are upset we have not talked enough Husker football in a day. We had no practice quotes from yesterday at all and no updates at all. Please fire your questions in at this point.
Mock game's coming.
Mock game.
Mock game's
Walter,
coming.
What's your question? Kobe, fire your question to
Colby.
Us. Colby.
No, I know it's Kobe. I got it. Kobe.
Troy says, did Delaware make it to Hawaii? I don't know. I think they did. I didn't get the full
Jake
report
salty.
Yet.
Salty. Jake is now salty.
Yeah, salty. Salty Sorensen.
I'd like to hear
Salty Sorensen.
If you got questions, please fire him in. Please do. I'm a little salty right now.
You got what? Please talk through this.
Well, I
do you
again,
want to talk
I just said we did the full recap yesterday of what was said from Matt Rhule and also the update on the jerseys. Like everything that was informed yesterday, we talked
Ruhlman's.
About that. From Ruhlman's Steakhouse. We did that. And nothing has happened since yesterday. There's been no update at all.
There hasn't been a lot.
So I'm just addressing that. We know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Appreciate you listening.
Yeah.
There you go.
8 days away.
Yes. I want to talk about this, though.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a story. We mentioned Trevor Riley. Remember that name?
I
at Colorado?
Do. This is a fascinating story.
Okay. Trevor Riley was a quality control assistant at Colorado who was also helping with their special teams, who resigned from the team 9 days before their
That's
first
incredible.
Game earlier this week. Okay, now we found now this is a headline for the ages from CBS Sports. It was originally from SI, but I saw it from CBS Sports. It says this from yesterday: ex Colorado staffer went rogue in seeking NIL assistance from Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund. Now that reels you in to hear that article.
What
right?
a headline!
This is from Colorado spokesperson, a spokesperson said this to CBS Sports, said, according to Trevor Riley himself, he acted on his own accord and is no longer an employee of the university as he was, again, in the resignation letter. Riley claims that he tried various avenues to raise fundings for NIL, including a trip to Saudi Arabia.
On his own
he
dime.
Went.
To meet with the Public Investment Fund, which established LIV Golf, and is a part of an investment group that owns Premier League club Newcastle United. He says this quote, "You paid me $90,000 a year and let me handle special teams. I did all this work in your name and was told to pursue it. I burned through all my contacts in my Mormon community, which is worth about $3 trillion. Now I can't get these people to answer my calls because I just found out today that none of my endeavors will happen."
Yeah, it was a weird. He did it, and then he did an interview on ESPN 700 in Salt Lake City. He was all over the map, but the bottom line to the story is he went rogue. He and by going rogue, I mean he went to Saudi Arabia. He went to Amman, Jordan. I mean, it would be like Bill saying, "You know what? We don't have enough talent here. Wherever you're at, I'm just going to do this on my own. I'm just going to take off, spend my own money, and go meet with the Saudis." I mean, it's an amazing...
The story's amazing.
I don't know. I don't know what I would do, though, as the head coach with that. Like, I didn't instruct you to do this. Were you planning to take over? I mean, what were you planning here?
What was the plan?
Yeah. I mean, he just went on his own. After they lost to Utah.
Right.
They lost to Utah to end the regular season in Colorado.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
He took off. He took off to Saudi Arabia.
He said, yeah, the quote is...
It'd be like you just saying, I'm going to handle this.
I got it.
Yeah. Without telling anybody. I mean, he's kind of like he lost his mind.
Yeah, he says, I even went to Saudi Arabia and got a meeting with the Saudis who are interested in pursuing business. I have email receipts to prove it, and you guys let it fall flat on its face. Trevor Riley has spoken.
It reads like fiction to
it
me.
Does. It
does. God, that's a remarkable story.
Colorado is so weird that you kind of read it sometimes like fiction. I still can't figure out in this whole thing why he lost his job, unless it's just...
He resigned.
He resigned.
Is it...
It's still weird.
He went on Utah Radio, ESPN 700. Mm-hmm, it says, quote, I spent 2 months and a lot of my own personal money and a lot of my time I sacrificed. I spent Christmas in a Turkish bathroom in Amman, Jordan, saying hi to my kids. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Three kids. It's odd. It's just odd. I just think of Bill all the time. I was thinking of Bill when I was reading it. He just takes, I'm going to Jordan. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. I'm going to raise some money for 1890. I'm not telling anybody. I'm not telling the head coach. But we need money. We got to get guys. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to Amman, Jordan. And then I'm going to meet with the Saudi Public Investment Fund, which is worth $600 billion. Maybe we can just get a piece of that. And then get some players. Oh, no, I didn't tell Dion. Interesting. Oh. I mean, he just went totally rogue. He lost his marbles.
He has a grievance with Blueprint Sports, which helps in operating the Colorado NIL Collective.
The story's weird. Go ahead, keep going. It's just weird.
He says about the Blueprint Sports, he says, quote, they're Wall Street people. They don't know football. Football is a different language. All of you out there who played college football or have been around it as big-time fans, you know that the language and the way that we operate and the commitments and the time, it's just a different animal. You don't go home at 5 o'clock. We work on Saturdays and Sundays. Says they don't understand how the operation works.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. I couldn't understand. That's what I meant. I think it feels like he lost his marbles.
Lost his marbles.
Like, well, I'd want to say to Trevor, like, what are you talking about? Why is that? What does that have to do with you leaving after the Utah game and going to meet with the Saudi Public Investment?
I wonder where his flight left from and where it went.
Like, yeah, where, wow.
I'd like to know.
Where do you go? How do you even know how to do it? I wouldn't know the first thing. How do you get a meeting with the Saudi investment?
Hypothetically, if people found out that 1890 is working with Saudi,
that's a whole other story.
How would that go here?
I don't know.
I'm just curious. Again, this is Colorado. It's not Nebraska. I'm saying hypothetically, if you learned that Nebraska, the NIL collective was trying to communicate with Saudi Arabia and get their money from the public investment fund.
I don't know.
How would that go over here?
I don't know how people would react to that. Trying to get a piece of that fund. I don't know.
$600 billion.
Has anybody tried besides Colorado to get a piece of that fund?
That's a good question.
We know one person for sure has tried to pursue it, and he said there was interest apparently from them.
He has the email receipts. That's a fascinating story. I mean, it's Colorado though.
That's sports, Jake. Nice job.
I thought it was a fascinating story from that.
It is. He resigned. I wonder if he resigned under pressure. Why did he resign? Why did it happen in August? There's a lot of unanswered questions in this story. It says he resigned August 1. The news just came out. Why did he resign? I get it. He resigned, but why? Why now?
Well, resigning doesn't always mean that
right.
he resigned. Forced resignation.
Yeah, I resigned. No, you didn't. No.
Did this just come to light? I mean,
at some point this broke this week in terms of the news that he was no longer there. We asked the question, what happened? Now we know the details of reason why he's no longer there.
I think covering Colorado football would be so weird right now that I don't even know how to do it.
Just imagine being the athletic director at Colorado.
Rick George.
Imagine right now or whenever it was.
God.
When this hit him a couple weeks ago, whatever it was, like what was going on within the program?
And Deion, did you know? No, I didn't know. No. So your assistant went and you didn't know. No.
But he was gone for weeks and weeks at a time.
Rick George.
If you're gone for for most places, if you're a integral part, you're like an hour in. You're like, where's he at? What's going on? Where's he at? But if you don't see him for months at a time, that would be like someone would have to have some sort of like, I don't know. What
exactly.
He's doing.
Exactly.
What's going on?
A lot of the story doesn't fit to me, except that it's Colorado. And I think Colorado is so odd, and I'm glad you brought up Rick George. I can't imagine what's going through his mind right now, except
we got a ball game.
We somehow have to weather this. I don't know how we're going to do it. I might be having a job outside athletics in a year or so, and I'm looking.
I'm looking hard.
It's been a good run here, though.
Yeah.
And there's a good run.
Yeah,
it's going to end the same way it's going to end for Rick George. It'll end really, really well, or really, really bad.
It
could just be where it just takes off and all of a sudden he goes, yep, he's the one. He's the one. Or it could end just, it's not going to be like, oh, it's kind of in between. Will not be in between.
I appreciate the fact that you're leaving open the possibility that it could succeed, because it could. Prime might.
Absolutely.
Prime might have this all under control. I'm betting against it. I mean, it's not like I don't talk to people. I think it's going to unravel quick. That's what I think. Now, I respect the fact that it's sports and
it could happen.
He could get on a heater.
Could happen.
But no, I think this is going to unravel quickly.
We have a response from somebody about this hypothetical situation for Nebraska. Montana Husker says this on YouTube. Says, I don't care if we're working with the Saudis or Iran. If they bankroll top tier talent in Lincoln, I'm in.
See, I don't think everybody would share
that. I don't think
that's
a common thought here.
No, I don't. No,
that's an interesting take. You can have your own take. I'd have to agree with the other part of the stool.
Push
on this one. Yeah, be kind of, I don't know.
I don't think you want to get involved in that. Now, I know people are desperate to win here.
Good God. I know you're right.
That's an extreme desperation.
Right.
That could end poorly. So, there you go.
Great job, Jake.
Thank you, Bill. Before I get to break, there are words that you don't want to hear when you're involved in IT. And what is that, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Yeah, that's, you don't want that.
It's the worst thing can happen to you.
It's terrible.
How many times you get a message like that from someone like that? Hey, I got hacked on Facebook. I don't know what that means.
Don't add the
I have
new
no
person.
Idea what that means. You get hacked on Facebook. It's like, what is this? But anyway, you don't want that to happen to you. They can protect it.
And who can connect it? That's Applied Connective Technologies, Nebraska's preferred tech partner in all 93 counties in this fine state. 99.9% retention rate as well.
Imagine having it so no one... The biggest thing that they can protect from, that takes over the most, it's remarkable, is having all your information hijacked.
Mm.
And all of a sudden then you're like, we'll give you your information back to your hardware. Well, you can have all your stuff, but it's going to be, we're going to need $10 million from you. And that's why you have to have the ultimate protection. And that's what they have.
They manage IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more at Applied Connective Technologies, appliedconnective.com. Or call 866-358-0109 for a free consultation.
They'll come see you for free, Steve. Take you out to lunch.
Where's it located?
They have a office in Albion, but they also have a location in Lincoln.
Right here in Lincoln. They'll come see you right from here. They're in Albion, and they'd be on the west side of the highway, right across from an incredible hotel.
And they'll come see you because, again, all 93 counties
Boone
in
County.
The state.
They have and Casey's beyond. And Arunza. About, I don't know what else you want in life.
But an office here in town, too.
They do.
So if there's an emergency, you can get to them.
Absolutely. Yes. AppliedConnective.com. When we come back, Bill's Thrills on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.